After spending 9 months traveling and performing around the world, playing shows almost every night, most people would be ready for a break. After Ben Harper's last tour, he and his band, The Innocent Criminals, they didn't do that. They went straight from the road to the studio to record their latest release, Lifeline. It's made up of songs written during the tour's pre-show sound checks and recorded in just 7 days without computers. Take a listen.
When you have awoken from all the dreams broken, come and dance with me.
Ben Harper joined us in the studio yesterday. He treated us to some live tunes, the backstory on this cover of Purple Rain, and the process of making a new album in just 7 days. So what did you hope to accomplish by going straight from the road right into the studio? What did you want to get in this recording by doing that?
I wanted to get an immediacy and an honesty out of the songs. I wanted to get an urgency that the studio doesn't always have waiting for you. So I had always wanted to hear what this band would sound like coming right off the road.
Is it because the band is tight right off the road? Is it because you've been just
When you're on the road, as challenging as the road can be on a lot of different levels, the one area that it sharpens, the one area that it really focuses on is your skill level.
So what did the fella say? Ben, are you kidding me? I'm out of here. I've been on the road. You want me to go into the studio?
No, that you would think, wouldn't you? But they were so excited by the material and having co-written the material with the band. I mean, it was, they all could see the opportunity in it through the fatigue of 10 months of touring.
But it was a really quick session, right?
1 week, recorded and mixed.
Did you go back and do things again, or is it just that first take the thing?
Oh, and every once in a while we do two takes, but usually it was the first thing, which enabled us to do record and mix it in a week.
Are you okay with there being certain little imperfections, because that's sort of part of the thing?
Yeah, we all had to embrace that and know and be brave enough to say that's what's going to give its strongest voice, is knowing that the rawness is a part of the sound.
Is that a confidence thing, too? Because
this is
a fairly new radio show, and every time we mess up, we look at each other and kind of go, gulp. Maybe if we've been doing it 10 years and people know that we're legit, maybe is that part of it for you?
No, I was not worried about the legitimacy issue, nor should you guys be, because you're behind the mic.
Thank you, Ben Harper.
It's your gig, and that's why you're talking and other people are listening. And at a certain point, you have to embrace that and own it. There's no room for false modesty. It's more irritating than overconfidence.
Well, all of the Ben Harper fans are saying, you two, be quiet.
Yes,
Ben
seriously.
Harper play. What song are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play Fool for a Lonesome Train.
Okay, great. This is Ben Harper.
It's late and I can't sleep. I've made promises I can't keep. Cobblestones and broken bones. Has a kingdom, but he's got no home. Last night is still ringing in my head, like that lonesome whistle in the rain. Oh, I'm a fool for a lonesome train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. The lifetimes we've left behind with strangers, promises and lies, both have their dangers. Now I just can't be wrong enough, and I can't hide for long enough. So far away, but I still feel your pain. Lord, I'm a fool for a lonesome train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. I try to say goodbye, but I never got your name. Now I'm your fool for a lonesome, oh, that lonesome, lonesome train. Train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. I know I sound crazy, but I'm painfully sane. Now I'm your fool for lonesome, that lonesome.
Sometimes, you know, you play Lollapalooza over the summer and obviously play a lot of big festivals, but you were playing smaller sort of sit-down theaters this fall.
Yeah.
What's the challenge of that? I mean, I can imagine playing Lollapalooza. It's just, it's easy to get excited. It's easy to dig in. When you have people sitting very politely with their hands crossed.
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a different mindset because you can't, you know, enthusiasm doesn't necessarily equate to or a good or a bad show. It's not, well, oh, they didn't stand until the second to last song. They weren't a great crowd. It's not about that. But then there's the push-pull, and some people want to stand, some people don't. And yeah, the people who don't want to stand are usually sitting in front of people, or sitting behind people
right.
who do want to stand.
Ironically, is how it always works out.
Yeah, so that gets challenging. But.
Do you think that our producer, Dan Pashman, has seen you, I think, 130 times live or something?
Thank you, Dan.
And every show you've ever performed, he's actually been there. He was that guy. But he said that he, in his own life, feels like he's calming down a little bit. He's getting a little bit older. He said he used to want to wait for 5 hours and be the very first person in the line pushed up against the gate watching you. And now he's, you know, says, I want to sit down and listen to Ben. Do you feel like your fans are maturing? Do you feel like you're maturing? Is anyone maturing?
Yeah, let's hope so. You know, and that's the dance, man. Sometimes you mature right alongside people. I mean, I have reached a point in my life where you realize you're growing alongside. You're growing with these people. You know, these people. There's been sort of a relationship to where you've grown up with a generation of people who have, and we've played a part in defining each other. And it's really hip.
Surfing around on the net, found your version of Purple Rain.
Okay.
You did that a few days ago?
We did
that. Is that right?
Where
was that?
That was in Minneapolis, like the fourth or fifth show of this tour.
You did Purple Rain in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Dan, do we have it? Can we play a little bit of it?
Never meant to cause you sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only want to see you laughing. Only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain.
And it's unrehearsed too. Like everyone in the band was kind of like, I said, too bad you guys, you know, we'd played the show and we were backstage sort of plotting on an encore. Like, oh, it's Minneapolis, too bad you guys don't know Purple Rain. Ha ha.
Oh,
like,
but we do.
You know, and then we threw it together, rehearsed it, in a matter of minutes, and brought it to stage. And the thing is, I didn't know it was gonna be a keeper. So I said, this is the only time we're gonna do this song on the entire tour, and God, I want to play it again. So I'm kind of trapped by my own sort of.
Well, you could use this opportunity to change your mind about playing it again. You could let people know right here on NPR that you might play this again.
Fair enough. I think Purple Rain's gonna see the light of day at least a couple more times.
In your downtime, we understand you're a baseball fan.
I am.
What do you think about the series? How are you feeling?
I think it's going to be hot. Boston's going to be tough to beat. Yanks are right there, though. It's going to be interesting.
But are you – wait, are you a Dodgers guy?
I'm a Dodgers guy, so I basically –
we should make that clear.
Thank you. Yes. Is there a better place in the world to watch baseball than Chavez Ravine?
There is not. Although I was just in Pittsburgh, and I think it's PNC.
Yeah,
Park. PNC Park, and it looks gorgeous. I mean, it's basically inviting the entire city of Pittsburgh to come and be a part of the culture of baseball. It looked beautiful. By the way, Pittsburgh – I had a great time in Pittsburgh. It's the new Andy Warhol Museum there is gorgeous.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Isn't that? Yeah, I mean, they're getting it together still, but it's on the way to being something extraordinary. And it is extraordinary. What am I saying?
And it's on the way to being even.
That's right. At the great.
There's like an outside
restaurant.
Market. There's amazing, amazing ethnic food in Pittsburgh. You have a good time. So yay, Pittsburgh. The new album is called Lifeline. Do you have a favorite song on it? I know that's like rock and roll 101, but I'm always really curious.
It would depend on my mood, so I don't mean to answer the question with a non-answer, but I don't.
Well, can we get you to play your favorite song off the record right now, whatever your mood is, right here?
Sure, absolutely. What? Oh, I haven't really decided on a second one. And stone you, then turn and disown you. Don't you let them take the fight out of you. They'll walk all over your name till they find someone else to blame. Don't let it take the fight out of you. Secrets hide their lies inside hidden alibis. Don't you let it take the fight out of you. They put the world on a hook. It's worse every time I look. Don't let them take the fight out of you. I would rather take a punch than not give you a shot. I'd rather find out who you are than who you're not. Should've known better than to mistake business for love. Should've known better than to mistake a fist for a glove. It will be in your honor till you're not needed any longer. Don't let them take the fight out of you. Don't believe the headlines, check it for yourself sometimes. Don't let them take the fight out of you. The lies you live become you. The love you lose, it numbs you. Don't let it take the fight out of you. They'll say that you've arrived. That's just a high-class bribe. Don't let it take the fight out of you. I would rather take your punch than not give you a shot. Rather find out who you are than who you're not. Should've known better than to mistake business for love. Should've known better than to mistake a fist for a glove. There's always someone younger, someone with more hunger. Don't let them take the fight out of you. They'll say you're one and only. Straight up leave you lonely. Don't you let them take the fight out of you. Like a transplant patient waiting for a donor. Don't let them take the fight out of you. Like a half-empty balloon after a party in the corner. Don't let it take the fight out of you.
Ben Harper, thanks for coming by the Bryant Park Project.
Oh, you guys, thanks for having me here.
Ben Harper. His new album is called Lifeline. The video of that performance here at BPP is on our blog at nbr.org/Bryant Park. We're also going to post a little bit more of our interview with him, including his tribute to public radio. So check that out later on.